So welcome to our next module in Arise in Your Queen, Attract Your King. And I'm really excited that we're moving on to module two today. And the module two is titled Understanding Men. And our lesson today is called Stop Emasculating Men. Okay. And this is a big and important topic, and it's where we need to start in our process of understanding men. Now, what I want to do today is start with a quote by one of the most famous women in the feminist movement in the 60s, Gloria Steinem. Our quote for today is, "The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off." Hope that gave you a little giggle. So what we're going to be doing today is we're going to learn how we emasculate men. And we're going to learn that men are not misbehaving women. And then we're going to learn how to vow to stop emasculating men. Now, before we can vow to stop emasculating men, we have to see what we've been doing to men and how we've perceived what they are or are not doing. Now, at this point, if you feel that you aren't ready to take responsibility for your side of why relationships haven't been fully working or fully blossoming for you, then I want to suggest that you go back into the Art of Polarity module in the Powerfully Feminine Intensive and review the healing the wounds to the masculine first. Why I'm suggesting this is there are valid wounds for you to see, to reflect on, and to have healed with regard to how men have treated you in the past. And so I want you to make sure that you've done that really thoroughly before we move forward. The reason for that is you have to get to the point where you realize that the common denominator in any of your failed or failing relationships is you. And when you do have the courage to do this, then you're ready for true healing and the possibility of a new, thriving, rich, joyful, juicy, and fulfilling relationship with a truly masculine man. Okay, moving forwards. Now, needless to say, when I'm getting you to read these texts, I'm not going to repeat everything that's happening in these texts, but I am going to highlight points and add to them. Okay, so at this point, you should have read or have started reading The Queen's Code by Alison Armstrong. It is one of your curriculum texts, and it's going to give you the context for these next couple of modules as we move forward. Okay, so some of the terminology and nomenclature that I'm going to be using are coming from the book, and some of the characters that I refer to are in the book. When we are perceiving men as misbehaving women, we're lost in a gerbil wheel of nobody's needs getting met. Now, without reading that book, you may not have perceived or conceptualized that why you're frustrated with men is because you're seeing them through the lens of how women behave, right? So that was one of the first ahas that I had when I first read that book, I don't know, 8-10 years ago. It's like, oh, they're different to us. Wow, you know? And so when you realize that, it's the start of going, okay, so yeah, what then are they doing? How then are they thinking? And look, we're going to go more into how men are thinking and how to communicate with them next, okay, in other lessons. But today we're focusing on emasculation. Now, when we perceive men as misbehaving, we end up wanting to punish them for their bad or their poor behavior, right? And when we perceive men as misbehaving, we believe that they're not on our side and that they don't have our best interests at heart or in mind. So instead, let's enter a new world order, a new vision, a new scenario in which we ask these questions. What if men aren't misbehaving women, but have a really good reason for how they are behaving? What if their behavior is in order to try to meet our needs and make us feel truly happy and all of our desires being met? And what if we learn to let go and let them lead in responding to our needs, desires, and requests? And what if you didn't need to be perfect in order for a great man, a king, to love, adore, cherish, and serve you? So just let yourself tune into those questions just for a minute as we take some tea together, as we share tea over this important reframing of how to understand men. When most women subscribe to the idea that they have to defend themselves against men, they end up actually attacking them, okay, being on the offensive. And they're expecting them to fail her. But one thing that we need to start with in terms of understanding men is recognize that they are very single-focused, whereas women have this dispersed, spread focus. Now, single-focused, first, you have to not even judge that concept because it's incredibly beautiful when it's focused and directed and targeted at you, okay? But because they're single-focused, if we're attacking them, and by the way, which is how emasculation is experienced by men, it's experienced as attack, he cannot also defend you. Why is that? Because he ends up defending himself and he can only do one thing at a time. And again here, it's not because he's stupid or incapable or uncaring. It's just the way they operate. They do one thing at a time. So today we're here to look at a number of ways as women that we attack men, mainly in the form of emasculation, or what Claudia calls castration, which is an even more incisive word that Claudia uses in the Queen's Code. So I want you to understand here and now that when you go on the offensive as a version of being defensive with men, it's a lose-lose scenario. He gets deflated, his shoulders slump, he feels bad, and he loses confidence. And you, my dear, end up not feeling safe, protected, taken care of, let alone loved, adored, cherished, and served in your true feminine. So when we emasculate men, their response is the opposite of what we're actually really wanting and desiring, that of being loved, of feeling safe, of getting deeper intimacy and feeling protected. Instead, what they do is they're going to retaliate. They're going to get angry. They can strike out either with their words or, unfortunately, sometimes men strike out physically. And they end up competing with women instead of adoring them and seeking distance instead of seeking intimacy. Can you see how all of these things are the opposite of what you're actually really desiring? The reason for this lesson is we want to lay down our sword. The sword of emasculating men. All men, not just your partner or prospective partners. One of the things we need to understand here, and this may blow your mind a little bit, is that men are so, so vulnerable to us. They're vulnerable to powerful, beautiful women, and we're all powerful and beautiful to them, just so you know. They're constantly actually trying to prove their worth to us, and we need to learn to let them do that. Let them earn your love and adoration and admiration. Constantly, even if you've already married them, they love doing this, actually. They love constantly earning your respect and your desire. And then we have to learn to not punish them when they screw up. And then he won't when you do, because we all screw up. As they say, to err is human, to forgive is divine. Okay, so let's look at some of the ways we emasculate men. And this is what is referred to as frog farming in the Queen's Code. And it's a pretty derisive concept, right? But when Kimberly has to realize she's been frog farming all of this time, she has to take some personal responsibility and stock for how she's been behaving with men how she's perceived them, how she's believed they've been operating. So back to us, what we've been doing, how we've been emasculating and castrating men. We diminish them. We chide them. We get impatient with them. We judge them. We don't trust them. We don't admire them. We focus on what isn't working instead of what is. We compete with them. We deprive them of our body and our sexuality. We dismiss them. We treat them like little children or teenagers. We treat them like they're misbehaving. We treat them like they're incompetent. We treat them like they're stupid. And we crush them with our words. So let's just breathe and feel into some of those ways that we emasculate men. And one of two things might be happening for you now. One, you might be feeling, wow, that's really harsh. Look at those things that we do to men. And then some of you might be going, yes, and don't they deserve that most of the time? Now, if you're still in the latter category, you might have to go back and deal with some of your wounds to the masculine, okay? And it's a valid time to do that, okay? What I want you to understand is that these things that we do to men, bring out the worst in them. And I'm pretty sure that you as women that are attracted to work with me and my work don't intend to or desire to bring out the worst in people in general. Yes, we bring out the worst in them, as in literally we're looking for the worst, we see the worst in them, and then we bring it out in them rather than learning how to see the best in them, see what they're really doing and bring out the best. Now, one thing I want you to understand here is in with regard to the feminine archetypes is emasculating men is princess behavior. When we are emasculating men, we are in the princess. Remember, the princess blames others and is outwardly focused. She doesn't trust people in general. She definitely doesn't trust men. And she fights against things and demands things in order to try to get her needs met. And I say try to get her needs met because, unfortunately, it can work for a little bit, but it really exhausts men eventually, okay? It's exhausting to everybody when the princess demands to get her needs met. And we're going to talk a whole lot about communicating with men soon in another lesson and the big fat difference between requests and demands. And this is a lose-lose scenario for everybody. He loses out, you lose out. It's a world in which things are perceived as separate, that you perceive men as against you rather than with you, that he's opposing you rather than on your team. The homework I want you to do is through observation and journaling over this next period of time. I want you to list and observe all of the ways that you do or have emasculated men in the past. And after you have done that, you're going to then make the vow to stop emasculating men. Now, one of the ways that you can do this is you're going to ask yourself these questions. How do you diminish men? How do you put men down? How do you compete with men? How and when do you not trust them? How do you not admire men? How or when do you treat them like children or teenagers? How or when do you treat them as misbehaving? How and when do you dismiss them? How do you deprive them? And how do you crush them with your words or actions? Now, these are some of the prompts you can use to do your journaling and observation exercise over the next period. This is how you are going to take responsibility for your side in this. your side, which is the side that is the one that does the emasculating. The other thing I want you to do with these questions is I want you to notice when other women emasculate men. I want you to notice the man's and her response to this. I want you to notice what he does with his words. I want you to watch his body language. I want you to see how he responds and how she responds. My spiritual teacher always used to say, it's easier to see things in other people first before we can see it in ourselves. So use this exercise to observe other women as a way to go, oh, I think I might do that too. Okay. Now, when you're ready, you will take your own inner vow to stop emasculating men. You'll know, and only you can know, when you're ready to do this. And when you really realize how futile it is to continue doing this. And how do you give up the right to emasculate men? You will take this vow renouncing it. This is the first thing that needs to happen before embracing and fully embracing the Queen's Code, which is basically a code of honor and conduct. You'll learn how to live from that vow as you continue with the salon here together and you develop a new and beautiful understanding of men and how to actually respond to them differently accordingly. You know, wisdom and self-transformation only happens when we take stock and take responsibility for our inner responses to things and our behavior, okay? So I always say, you know, in my spiritual practice, we do both lots of meditation. We also
Leanne
do
says the Queen's Code is great at times difficult
and
to
in
process,
deconstruction,
you can identify
with some of the
emasculating
responsibility for your own reactions.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And by the way, this is a standing in your queen. A queen is not someone who's perfect. A queen is not one someone who has mastery over everything.
Maria says, while studying the Queen's Code, I started asking my partner instead of
for her reactions,
behaving.
Her thoughts,
I asked him yesterday,
her beliefs and her behaviour.
I assume
and
she seeks to constantly evolve.
He gave
herself,
me the answer,
but
and
he,
mature
he commented that I
into the very best,
searching for conspiracy.
Most elevated version.
I overcame
of
it politely.
I always talk about the true feminine
me.
Up here. And the false feminine down here.
Okay, so there's
the
some reparation
being
is obviously
above,
happening there, Maria,
being able
with
to
regard
see the forest
to your relationship.
To the trees.
So I want you to
taking
understand
responsibility
that,
when she screws up, and a queen
you know,
can
you'll
screw
learn
up too.
To hear your
and she
inquiries
knows how to,
as
apologize.
You'll take them on face value that you're actually really interested
in. She knows
in
how
to thinking,
make requests
than
of people,
motivation
than demands, and she knows how to honor. The human
Rania
spirit.
Is saying, take it.
You know, this is one of my
breath.
Greatest desires for you here.
Yes.
This work, the powerfully feminine work and the work of a
Jerrica
rising
has
queen,
acknowledged,
is
I know I
need
to go
standing
back to the
best of
myself.
Because it's from that vantage
absolutely
point that you can see behind someone's
both
actions.
Both can be happening concurrently.
A lot of pain,
okay?
So, a lot of misunderstanding.
You know, we can actually
or
be healing
the
wounds of the past
self,
and embracing
stand up and shine
our side
too.
Of the equation.
And it's from that vision of humanity that we actually can have a lot more compassion for them. We have a lot more compassion for ourselves.
Jerrica says, what comes up when I think I didn't trust
it
and
is only in the true feminine
is that
doesn't
things
a person
move.
Have to earn trust
everything's
and respect?
Stuck and heavy and laden in the false feminine.
When we're stuck in belief systems that just go round and round in
well,
circles,
I think I don't know who
nothing
you're talking
is going to
change
there. And there is no repair
so,
possible from there.
I like to come from this
that
standpoint
is one of the core premises
of
both the
powerfully
feminine work
and
that
someone's
queen work.
What
intentions
if you actually
are good,
have the power
right?
through the way you change?
And we're
going
to talk about this
other
more in the
next
lesson.
Respond to you differently.
And that's why we're studying the Queen's Code at the moment. It's because if you start to understand that it's both your behavior, what if there's a good reason, and the way you've been thinking
does.
And responding and perceiving,
and
how
you're
men are
just
behaving,
not perceiving it,
that if you
that
see
lens
that and you go,
of
oh
that
wow,
question,
huge ahas here,
and I'm hearing
what
a bit
I
of that in your response,
change
there?
My response to that.
What if I
you're
start
still
seeing
that
differently?
What if I start to ask, okay,
very different
what if
questions
there's a good reason
than
I have
for
been
asking?
Doing. Okay,
so
this is
with
the
that
standpoint
one.
Of power. You are taking the power back when you're asking empowered questions and not Rania disempowered has a question. Questions.
Since reading the Queen's Code, well, I realize that know I'm so unaware up into that I'm emasculating my husband.
We'll I've noticed his body language now that when you do that, it's a signal and a rise in
my tone is the textbook princess.
Some men are going to be able to step up into their king,
and some are not.
So look again, you know, I'm just giving my example. Sure when I finally sort of women here, the
code on this,
you intend for myself, to and I started to bring out the best dating in arena.
Whether it's men,
I started to
or other
hold
women,
myself in the or, queen.
It was associates.
It was almost like or a miracle, children.
Magic.
So remember, as we're learning to be queens,
started to turn up and
stand in the true feminine. Now, what is
we're
that?
Doing it because
that's
we
an
become
energetic
role
response
models
for the
to
people
me.
Around.
That was a different
and
type
my position
of man
also partly
in
how
to
I
was holding
myself.
Question before.
And by the way, from that vantage point, from that
rather
standpoint
than waiting
of me standing
men
up in my queen,
or other people,
I also could very
get their shit together,
discern if a
and
man
stand
is
up
ever
and behave
to
better,
stand up and
or think
to
differently, or respond to you
from the vantage point of
what
the
if
queen.
You,
can you
already
start to realize
whether
you
a
have
man
the power
is in his king
in
or in his false
through
masculine.
The way that you change,
I just didn't have time.
The
to
way
be
that
a man
you
in a
start to stand up,
this is when you
take your power
and you start to perceive
back.
Different
from the wounds of
that
the
you
past,
have the power to have other people respond
from
differently.
Every interaction and communication and thought that you have
or disempowering
now,
questions.
Right? Jerrica.
Now, one of the reasons why I've got this group of women.
Jerrica says,
to
if I'd done
do
it differently in my now ending marriage, would he have been
because
able to rise
when we
learn
to meditate?
Oh, honey,
and center
don't
and focus
feel guilty
our
there.
Inwardly.
Perhaps.
That is
perhaps.
One of the.
You see, this is a really important principle
of transformation
is our
work.
Inner environment.
You can never
we learn to know how to bring ourselves
change
back
the
to
outcome
our center
of your own behavior.
You can never expect
or our
a
womb
specific
or
response
our pussy
from another person.
Then we are owning our sovereign domain.
You are only in command
and then we
can
own our
over
thoughts
your own behavior.
And our actions and our beliefs from
okay.
there.
And
I
so
want to finish
you're
up
here
today.
You have homework.
Now what we want
to
finish up
stand
with.
In your queen.
And you want to
arise.
So what we learned
in
today
inner knowing
was
how
we emasculate men.
Or we started to look at some
and
of the ways
promise
we
I have
men.
Here for you.
We've learned
that
men
this
are not
is misbehaving women
attract a king.
And we've started the process
that will attract kings
a vow
to
you.
Stop emasculating men.
Now I want to leave you today with these firm words from me.
Emasculating
says, beautiful Candace, I have
dozens of
those words of guidance
period.
It through my being. Wow.
It's
I
not
change my perception.
I could change what
and
I
know
can
your
emasculation
behavior
so
has been largely unconscious.
And Jerrica's
so
saying,
this
I'm
lesson today
was
to make it conscious,
so great
to bring it out into the open.
We're outing ourselves, basically, together.
And remember, you know, the power of feminine sisterhood.
So it's time to stop
here.
It's time to turn your program back.
This is in order to support
that the true
every other woman
greatest to
role
stand in
and
the queen.
Desire is
and
to
do
this
because
cherish
and empower
positioning
protect the true feminine in you and others. That's what the masculine wants to do, and when we stop emasculating men, we actually bring out that in them. We encourage this forward in them, their true masculine. Okay, my loves, so beautiful spending this time with you again today and sending my love to you. Big, big heart kiss, big heart whoosh, sending big love to you. And I will see you in the next lesson. Bye-bye for now.